Now time for locker room chat with Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert after a couple of wins from this past week. Coach, let's go ahead and start with the game on Friday. You guys handily defeat Pawnee City on the road 61-14. Your overall thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, first game of the year, you just kind of, you don't know how your kids are going to come out ready to play it or not. And I thought we did a really good job from the very first, you know, opening tip. Scored 39 in that first half, and defensively we were pretty solid and very active and aggressive, and so I thought our kids played really well. Didn't allow them to score in the fourth, and that's, you know, rotating a lot of players in. All 15 of them played in the fourth quarter, so, you know, I think it says a lot about your kids from senior to freshman. Get that playing time in the fourth quarter and, you know, don't allow the other team to score. So you're doing something right, hopefully, and that's what our goal is, to, you know, have everybody improve from senior to the freshman.
And you guys got off to a solid start, and then you followed that up on Tuesday with a 56-21 win to start your Wabunsee tournament, which will continue tomorrow. So, Coach, kind of just recapping this game versus Northern Heights, your thoughts on that one?
Well, we kind of, I would say, kind of got off to a slow start. That's kind of what you anticipate happening the first game, maybe not the second game. Northern Heights hit some shots, kind of, you know, kept them in it. We were up by 10 at halftime, you know, 24-14. But I said, well, let's do something different here in the third. So we just went to a 1-3-1 trap and held them scoreless, and we ended up scoring 23 and really kind of broke the game open there in the third quarter. And, you know, it's good to see our kids react to a little adversity early on. You know, not that 10 points is, you know, a lot of adversity, but, you know, it's probably closer than what we maybe were anticipating. And I thought our kids responded well in that third quarter.
And Addie Gross responded with some really great performances in both of these games, scoring 20 is what you told me in both of those games, leading the way in scoring, and then some pretty solid play as well from Lexi Dollinghouse and Breely Ebert as well. How are you starting to see this team kind of build its identity for this new season?
Well, the one thing that, and even from last year, that I feel like, you know, Hattie's our, you know, top scorer, but we have other girls that can step up and score and shoot the ball. So, you know, last night it was Alexi. The first night was Breely. But you look through the box score and you have, you know, several girls with six in the first game, several with four. And then last night we have a couple with six and then a couple with eight. So, you know, it's more of a well-rounded team than you may think. You know, Hattie's pretty good at getting her points, but then the rest have that potential to score, you know, that 6-10 range that really makes your team pretty tough to guard. So I've been pleased with that so far. And it's young players. We're talking some sophomores and a couple freshmen that have been able to score. So the youth is pretty solid as well for us.
And you guys have a couple of games coming up before your TVL debut coming up next Tuesday. You guys have Manhattan Chief coming up tomorrow. And then on the 8th, you guys have Wabunsee. How are you, or what are some things you're looking for in this final stretch of this tournament before you get into TVL play?
Well, both teams are going to be pretty physical. Wabunsee is really good with their guards, physicality, get into you and pressure you. So I'm interested to see how we'll react to that. And then they have a little length inside that, you know, they like to get the ball into the post. So that game, definitely I'm interested to see how we react to, you know, that a little bit stiffer competition. So I'm excited for the next two nights.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Hoping to get out of there with a couple of wins and a tournament championship as well. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it today, and best of luck.
All right, thank you, Jared.
That was Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.